So this goes off the record from my children's books today. So the current book I'm working on right now is How I Discovered My True Identity in Christ Over the Past 5 Years of My Life. And so over the past 5 years of my life, just breaking free from searching for love has been one of the hardest things I have ever done. And when my brother passed away back in 2013, I never felt just so lost and, you know, needing love in my life. And I just couldn't find love from my parents and my family, even though they were there for me and they wanted to comfort me during this loss in my life. I just completely wanted to shut off the world and be to myself. But I got to the point to where, am I going to sit in bed and have this in my head? And the turning point was when God spoke to me and said, I'm here. I got you. And so I decided, you know, to, you know, start reading scripture more and getting into God's word and start getting into prayer. And for me to always been the shy person and hiding behind my mom was always easy. But I couldn't hide behind the curtain when it came to the dating scene. And as you get older, you want to have love in your life, and everybody deserves to be loved. But for what I want your child to get out of this message today is that nobody can make you feel that you're not good enough, and you are good enough. You're good enough for love. You're good enough for a man or a woman in your life. And so a Bible verse that was sticking out to me from the home environment I had grew up in was, you know, I had strict parents and they had high standards. And my mother was judgmental from time to time. But with her judgment, she wanted me to make good decisions in my life. She didn't want me to make the same mistakes that she did. And with Ephesians 6:12, it goes to say, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. For I guess our flesh wants to feel desired. Our flesh wants to have the instant gratification that it needs to feed off the negativity and the depression and anxiety that one might feel when they don't have someone that loves them or wants the attention. And so as it goes through my book, I talk about the ages that I was between the ages of 16 to about 24 years old. And God has immensely just surrounded me with His love and His peace and His joy. For the most part, the whole Christian walk with God has not been easy for me. And I got saved around the age of 15, and I came to discover God all over again. About 2 years ago, when I was struggling with the depression and anxiety that I felt, when I couldn't understand who I was in God, but I began to understand that I am so much more than just material than what I put on my back, that I am a person that is confident and smart and caring and compassionate. And I want you to understand that God sees so much in you, that He sees someone that is unique and special. And He sees your children and grandchildren that are unique and special and that have wonderful gifts and talents that they need to share with the world. And so the key takeaway from this message today and the book I'm getting into about how my identity got unleashed is don't be afraid to step out and unleash your gifts and your talents. Just know that who you are is enough. And I hope this message has spoken to you today. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.